Wrestling is one of the oldest sports in the history of human existence. The origins of the sport have been traced as far back as 15,000 years ago through cave paintings in France and Babylonian and Egyptian artworks. It was also a major sport amongst the ancient Romans and the Greeks and is one of the oldest Olympic sports. Here in Africa, wrestling has always formed part of our culture, and no village festival is complete without crowning the new wrestling champion. Nigeria has had a long history in international wrestling at the Commonwealth Games, the All Africa Games, and the Olympic Games. And now, one man is on a quest to ensure that come Rio 2016, Nigeria's next Olympic gold medal will be won by a wrestler. Welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. This program is a production of Complete Sports Studios, and it reaches you on this station on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at this time. Today on the show, we'll be talking to the only Nigerian to have won an Olympic gold medal in wrestling about how we can turn our raw potential into Olympic gold medals in Rio 2016. We'll also bring you World Football Watch as well as sports news from across the globe. My name is Tunde Kwaki. Let's take a quick break and we'll return with the program.
It's as hot as ever and as fresh as ever. It's informative. It's entertaining. It parades Segun Odegbami and Mumini Alao, two of the best sports columnists in Nigeria. It's the best in local and international sports coverage, news, interviews, columns, features, and reportage. It's Complete Sports. Grab your copy from your vendors nationwide at just 50 Naira. Complete Sports, Nigeria's number one sports daily.
Welcome back. You're still listening to Sports Planet, a production of Complete Sports Studios. Well, today on the show, we're talking about wrestling in Nigeria. And joining us now is the only Nigerian to have ever won an Olympic wrestling medal, although he did it while representing Canada. He's also the current president of the Nigerian Wrestling Federation, Mr. Daniel Igali. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Well, sir, the question a lot of people want to hear the answer to is why an Olympic gold medalist for Canada, with all the attendant fame and fortune, abandoned all that and returned to Nigeria?
Well, I think it's more out of my resolve to ensure that wrestling thrives in Nigeria. That's essentially why I came back. Added to that, too, I had a foundation, the Daniel Igali Foundation, which also caters to the well-being, and not only emotional, but also the scholastic and athletic well-being of young people in the Niger Delta area. So I set up the Daniel Igali Foundation, set up the school. I needed to run that. My grandma was also getting older. You know, I grew up with my grandma from a very young age till I was about 10. And I wanted to be with her till our last days. And unfortunately, she passed away 2 years ago. So there were a couple of reasons that made me come back, essentially relocate back to Nigeria. But I think the core one was the fact that I wanted wrestling to thrive in Nigeria.
Hmm. Well, you were once an athlete and now you're an administrator. How would you describe the journey so far as the president of the Nigerian Wrestling Federation?
Well, it's challenging. It's challenging like every other human endeavor. You know, I didn't start out as the president. I started out as the technical advisor of the federation from 2007 to 2012. And within that period, I took Nigeria to win our first international medal, our first world championship medals. In 2009 and 2010, we won bronze medals at the World Championships, the first time in our history. And in 2010, at the Commonwealth Games, we won 3 gold medals, the first time in our history. Went with 15 athletes and won 13 medals. And I just assumed the position as president of the federation last year. And in that short time, from just one tournament a year, we've been able to host 2 tournaments a year last year from when I became president. We've already had a tournament this year, and we're going to have another one at the end of the year in Bayelsa, which will make it 2. But our long-term goal, we're setting up a 10-year goal from now till 2025. And our aspirations from now till 2025 is to be one of the top 6 wrestling nations in the world.
Interesting. How do you plan to achieve all this?
We're planning to fundraise and in other respects raise the sum of about 1.5 billion to actualize that feat. We want a situation where we have reference centers in all the zones in the country, about 6 zones in the country. We want to ensure that in every fertile wrestling land, there's a wrestling match. Right now, we just have about 6 standard wrestling mats in the whole country, a country of 180 million people, which is a travesty in itself. And we have a lot of goals. We want to ensure that we have our referees and technical officials up to date. Right now, we just have one grade one referee. We want to have 6 grade one referees by 2025. We want to ensure that by the 2016 Olympic Games, we win at least a medal. By the 2020 Olympic Games, we want to win at least 2 medals. We want to ensure that from 2017 to 2020, that we're winning multiple medals at the World Championships. You know, these are the kind of goals we have, and these are the goals that any productive federation should be having. And I'm hoping that without the hindrance of financial constraints, that we're going to achieve all this in due course.
Okay. How would you respond to those who say that we should send our wrestlers abroad, get them scholarships, train our coaches better if we want to become a global force in wrestling?
No, you are, in doing all of this, everything comes into play. I mean, I have a lot of friends in the U.S. Jordan, the 74kg world champion, does not train in the United States alone. He spends 3 months of the year touring the whole world. He's in France this week. It's in Germany next week. It's in Russia the next week. It's in Seoul, South Korea the next week. You cannot be the best wrestler if you remain in your country, because you have to get acquainted with different styles of wrestling. So I do not in any way begrudge anyone who say we need to have some technical competence from outside. But I don't begrudge anybody who says we need help in some areas. I also do think that my coaches and technical officials need some upgrading. But I can also tell you that we just competing within Nigeria and maybe having just one tournament outside the country have been able to win world medals. So the talent is there. What we just need is that additional requirement, just that little bit of extra push for us to be able to get the kind of medals we need. And that also includes having some of our talented ones going to the likes of the U.S., Germany, Sweden. Canada has an exceptionally great female wrestling program. There are a lot of universities that are ready to accept our athletes. But we must have states, we must have organizations that are willing to also add to the kind of scholarships we have. Because particularly in wrestling, there are no full scholarships for athletes. They are going to provide partial scholarships. So, for instance, a girl like Adekore from Ondo State, the Ondo State government should be able to say, okay, the Ondo State government will give a scholarship to this athlete to go to any university in the world. And I know the university she will go to where, when she comes back in 2 years, she will definitely win a medal at the Olympic Games.
Finally, sir, what is your personal ambition for Nigerian wrestling at the 2016 Olympic Games in Rio?
To be very frank with you, I would like us to win a medal. I would like Nigeria to win at this stage, at where we are, because we don't have time. We have 16 months to the Olympics in 2016. We don't have very much time. All the other tournaments we're going to have from next year are qualification tournaments, and those are pressure cookers. When you are going to qualification tournaments, there's so much pressure on the athletes, you can't even do as well as you should do. We have missed out on last year's World Championships. We've missed out on this year's World Championships. So we just have one World Championships to go to, and that happens to be a World or an Olympic qualifier. So my target, in all sincerity, is for us to win a medal, any medal. If we can win a bronze medal, if we can win a silver medal, I'd be grateful to God on high if we can win a gold medal. But if we can win a medal, I'd be extremely grateful. But we can only win a medal. We can only win a medal if we get it right.
We've been speaking with Daniel Igali, Olympic gold medalist and president of the Nigerian Wrestling Federation. You're still listening to Sports Planet. We'll take another break and we will return with World Football Watch.
Ibu hot as it always hot, and if fresh, no be small. Better to the full and quam, it they jollify the totally person. Mathematical or Degbami plus Mumini Alao will be Baba sports writers for Nigeria. Follow guest sports column inside itself. Hey! Now the best, whether for local or international sports coverage, yo, news, interview, column, even feature will be full Tori plus reports. Complete Sports. With only 15 naira, you don't get your own copy be that anywhere throughout Nigeria.
Complete Sports, a total sporting experience.
Thank you for staying tuned. This is Sports Planet, and it's now time for World Football Watch. In UEFA Europa League quarterfinal first leg matches played last night, Sevilla came from a goal down to defeat Zenit St. Petersburg by 2-1. Club Brugge and Dnipro played out a goalless draw. Fiorentina's Senegalese striker Kuma Babacar scored a 92nd minute equalizer for Fiorentina in their 1-1 draw away at Dynamo Kiev, while captain Marek Hamsik scored twice as Napoli won 4-1 away at Wolfsburg. In English Premier League matches billed for this weekend, it's the ultimate showdown when league leaders Chelsea host the red-hot Manchester United at Stamford Bridge. Stoke City are at home to Southampton. Tottenham Hotspurs visit St. James's Park to battle Newcastle United. Everton face Burnley, while Manchester City will tackle West Ham. Meanwhile, the semi-finals of the English FA Cup will take place this weekend, and defending champions Arsenal will tackle Yakubu Agbeni's Reading tomorrow for a place in their second consecutive final, while on Sunday, Steven Gerrard and Martin Skrtel both return from suspension as Liverpool will face Aston Villa. In Spain, Barcelona face a tough test when resurgent Valencia visit the Nou Camp. Atletico Madrid will be guests of Deportivo La Coruña, while Real Madrid will host Malaga. Other key matches will see Granada host Sevilla. Ike Uche's Villarreal will entertain Cordoba, while Kalu Uche's Levante will kick off the action tonight when they host Espanyol. And it seems that the Italian Serie A is the place to be this weekend with two massive matches in the offing. First league leaders Juventus host second place Lazio in a top of the table clash, while it doesn't get any bigger than at the San Siro when eternal rivals Inter Milan and AC Milan face off in the 214th Milan Derby. Other key matches will see Napoli away at Cagliari, Roma host Atalanta, Palermo will tackle Genoa, while Sassuolo and Torino will face off.
It's as hot as ever and as fresh as ever. It's informative. It's entertaining. It parades Segun Odegbami and Mumini Alao, two of the best sports columnists in Nigeria. It's the best in local and international sports coverage, news, interviews, columns, features, and reportage. It's Complete Sports. Grab your copy from your vendors nationwide at just 50 naira. Complete Sports, Nigeria's number one sports daily.
Welcome back. This is still Sports Planet, and it's now time for a quick piece of news from tennis, where world number two Roger Federer and defending champion Stanislas Wawrinka both suffered third-round exits at the Monte Carlo Masters. World number 9, Wawrinka, who defeated fellow Swiss Federer in last year's final, lost 6-1, 6-2 to Bulgaria's world number 11, Grigor Dimitrov. Second seed Federer was beaten 6-4, 7-6 by Frenchman Gael Monfils, the world number 18 and 14th seed. And here is where we bring down the curtains on today's episode of Sports Planet. Sports Planet is a production of Complete Sports Studios, and it reaches you on this station on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Don't forget to send me all your questions and comments to my Twitter handle, or just follow me at Red Carnivore, that's REDDCARNIVORE, for all your sports updates. Before we go, let's tell you that the much-publicized Mayweather-Pacquiao fight is expected to gross over $400 million. Mayweather and Pacquiao are expected to earn $120 million and $80 million respectively, and those are conservative figures. But the third man in the ring that night, that is the referee, will earn a paltry $10,000. Yep, you heard me right. The referee will earn just $10,000. A list of six referees have been drawn up by the organizers in what will be a highly scrutinized fight, and any referee or judge who makes a mistake could see the end of his career. On behalf of the production crew here in our studios, my name is Tunico Iki, wishing you a fantastic weekend and asking you to believe that the planet is listening.